Hi, this is Word With You. My name is Ibartu Buetis, and this week we are looking at faith out of the Word of God and looking at the lives of some of the great men of God and how they believed God for His promises. Now today I want to look at a very well-known story, a passage found in Matthew 14, and that is where Jesus walks on the water and Peter then also gets out of the boat and he also does the same thing. I want to read to us out of Matthew 14, and we're going to take it from verse 25. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." And in verse 29, Jesus said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and he walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" What an amazing thing. We see Jesus walking on water and Peter having the faith to actually get out of the boat and do the same thing. Now, there is something we can learn out of this situation, and it is specifically has to do with the contrast between fear and faith. In the situation that they were in, I mean, they saw Jesus walking on this water, and the Bible even says that the wind and the waves was around them. It was a storm that they found themselves in. And so they were afraid. And when they saw Jesus, they were even more afraid. They cried out in fear, the Bible says. Jesus says to them, "Don't be afraid. It is I." So Peter, you know, as often is the case, he does something a little out of the ordinary. And he says, "Lord, if this is you, let me come to you on the water. Let me walk to you." And Jesus says to him, "Come." We see something amazing, that Peter gets out of the boat and he starts walking on the water. He's walking to Jesus. But then he takes his eyes off Jesus. And this is really what's the point of my little session just talking to you today. That as long as he was able to keep his eyes on Jesus, he was doing exactly what Jesus was doing. Remember the word that Jesus spoke, saying that we as believers of God, as his believers, as his disciples, we would do the same things that he was doing and that we would do even greater things. But there is a key we need to unlock that faith and to be able to do that. To, like Peter, walk on the storms of life and to just walk over those things that are threatening to make us sink. And that is that we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. As long as Peter was keeping his eyes on Jesus, he was doing exactly the same thing Jesus was doing. But what happened? When he took his eyes off, the Bible said he saw the wind, he saw the waves, he saw everything around him, and those things again brought fear into his heart. Friends, where is our focus? Where are our eyes? If our eyes are on the things that we face every day, on the troubles that we have, if your eyes are on the weeks that are still left before payday, if your eyes are on, you know, the reports that you get from the doctors, or if it's in the physical and you just focus on these negative things, I want to tell you it is really, really difficult to maintain faith if our focus is in the wrong place. I want us to be, you know, and I believe the Bible is clear, even right from the days of David when he said, you know, "Where would my help come from? But I know if I lift my eyes up to the mountains and even beyond that, that my help comes from the Lord. He is my strength and my shield. He is my protector. He is the one that is able to save me in any situation." Jesus does not tell Peter, you know, why were you afraid? He says to him, "Why did you doubt?" And that's the thing. Doubt is a result of fear. Don't let fear take a hold of your heart today. Whatever you are facing, whatever you are going through, I want to tell you, don't fear. Be like Peter before he looks at the waves and the wind, and keep your eyes on Jesus. He is able to rescue us from any situation. He is able to take us, and by faith, we can do the things that he did. We can walk on the storms of life and not have any fear. I want to pray with you today. Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would focus our eyes on you. We are only humans, God, and for us it's so hard sometimes to believe, and the things that happen around us, they cause us to fear and doubt. But when our eyes are on you, God, you just inspire us, and you just instill faith in us, and we can do the things that you have done, the things that you show us, and your promises then for us are true. But we have to keep our eyes in the right place, and help us to do that in the name of Jesus. I just pray a blessing of every person hearing this. I say, may you be with them in this day, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Be blessed.